is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. In the studio with me, I have the honor of hosting two special guests. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having us.
How do you do?
I'm good, thank you.
And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
The honor and pleasure is all mine. I personally think we can spend the entire year talking about Arba'in and the Mashaya and the whole walk that people have been doing this past few years. Somewhere around like 25, 30 million people gather in Iraq in order to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, who is literally the center of the universe. But now is the best time as ever to highlight it more. And
people have already started walking there, right?
Beautiful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a, as spiritual as it is, obviously, it's also such a physical trial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's physically quite difficult.
I think it's even more testing than Hajj.
I think that what makes Arba'in Arba'in.
Exactly. You know
what? If there was Arba'in without these things, it wouldn't be Arba'in. I think one of the ulama I was listening to recently, he said, well, you know, what have you done for Imam Hussein? He's like, even when you come to cry and you come to the majalis, you're actually enjoying it.
True. Nothing selfless about it.
Exactly. So what have you given back? Even the majalis itself, it's an enjoyment. When you go home, you go feeling happy and relaxed and energized.
Yeah. I feel people miss out on the spirituality in Hajj. Mm. And this is also why I feel in Arba'in we also get that spirituality. This material luxury is not there to stop us from benefiting from the spirituality, is not there to distract us from that, right? And this is what makes Arba'in Arba'in, exactly like you're saying, that because it's so simple, because there's so much difficulty, you're able to connect better. You keep reminding yourself that, look, this, I'm going through this for Allah, for the love of Imam Hussein. And I think this helps us to keep that connection, right? Whereas in Hajj, unfortunately, a lot of people get carried away with those material luxuries and they lose that focus.
And mind you, that's deliberate, huh? I'm 100%. No.
Yeah.
This is not a laughing matter. It's been going for at least 15, 20 years now. They said we want to make Hajj as such a luxury that it deprived people of their
feels more like a vacation.
You know, like,
right?
Even, you know how that they build the tower, the clock towers. They said that when you walk in the holy mosque itself, your eyes first will go where? To the clock tower. It's how massive and huge it is that you forget to look at the Kaaba itself. Which, looking at the Kaaba as ibadah. So they try to make it as luxurious as possible, so
to
deprive people of their spirituality and their iman, and become just rituals. Yeah. And now, I'm not sure if you had this happen to you or not, but in Hajj, where actually people start to argue about their food and fight about their sleep and fight about their rooms, I'm like...
Because they feel so entitled at this
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, for example, if you came back to Karbala, people don't fight with each other. They don't complain.
They're begging you to come.
They do like amazing things. Like they would offer, in some areas they would offer like crazy things just to get you to come. Like they'll give you new clothes, we'll give you SIM card, we'll charge you credit for you. Just come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they would go just to do whatever they want to satisfy and make the pilgrims happy in Arba'in. And I think this is also one of my concerns as well, that there are a lot of hands at play that want to deprive people of the spirituality of Arba'in and make it more of a luxury trip. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking to Imam Hussein, like Brother Azza said, but I want to make sure that I sleep in the best of tents, in the best of mawakib.
You're listening to Back to Reality. We're going to be back to Back to Reality after a short break, so don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Brother Yasser, statistically speaking, how many people go on Hajj each year? 2-3 million, right?
I've heard up to 3 million.
Back in the day, you used to reach 50.
There's no way to accommodate to the people of Arba'in like they do for Hajj.
No, so I think there is, and But I think it's natural for people to slowly start bringing luxury.
I
think it's a natural human thing. So, for example, I'll tell you about my own community. For example, once in our community, somebody on Ashura Day, Shahada of the Prophet, cooked some really good food.
Right.
And his intention was literally that for the sake of the Prophet, I'm going to cook this really nice biryani or something.
Out of absolute devotion.
Now, some people went like, what's wrong with you? You know, it's the Prophet's Shahada. Why are you cooking so good food? It's like, I want to give this to the people for the Prophet's sake. And they're like, no, this is disrespectful.
Oh,
the
we're
Prophet.
Mourning. Why are you
exactly,
like,
we're mourning.
Being all
this
extra?
This is why I think that the Iraqi people, at least those who are well off, would be like, you know what? I have the money. Why should I not provide the best service I can to those
people? No, we're saying provide the best service you can to people, but then make sure you don't give people the impression that you know, it's just about their pleasures and desires.
So that's where the personal.
And that's because
I've
noticed this trend,
right?
In the last few years of Arba'een, where people start to complain a lot, people wanting more of this and more of that. And why is this? Why is that? I'm like, you're defeating the purpose of the walk.
Yeah.
You know what? So make sure that
I think
that
that's a personal thing, right? So I, as the Zair, I have the duty to not ask for more. Mm. But the guy who's serving, he wants to give more, right? And this is where his duty is to try and provide the best he can, which in someone's case might be a really nice sofa and, I don't know, air conditioner and all that. But me as the Zair, my perspective is that, you know what? If I don't get that and I get something else, I should be satisfied and happy.
Exactly,
exactly.
Right? So, I
so
think
the perspectives need to be...
Yeah, I think that the Atab al-Husayni or Abbasi, you know, they had this Madinat al-Zairin on the way. Mm-hmm. Where it is like a 5-star accommodation for Zuwar in every sense of the word. And now people kill themselves to get into it. And obviously they only can take a number of amount of people and only people they choose, like what, I don't know, VIP walkers, right? Which is, I mean, it's it became like, oh, you have a special mawaki for a special authenticities, like if you're from this country, this is for you, no one allowed in it.
I like the idea.
Yeah, but and then you see there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of, what is it, fraction started to happen. So I think we had, like I said, I'm just afraid, inshallah, this won't happen, that
inshallah.
We won't turn into that kind of aspect where people, their mentality
obviously
shifts.
There's going to be a lot of drama because there's like 25, 30 people, different backgrounds, different ethnicities from all walks of life. You know, there's going to be a lot of controversy and drama and problems.
And you get people who are not necessarily the best of people, right?
Exactly.
People come for the love of Imam Hussein.
See, that's
doesn't
the thing,
mean that
isn't
they've
it?
Come a complete, like, self-purified and, you know, they've got the best of akhlaq. They're going to come with their own faults. And, you know, some people, because of the love for comfort they have, and some people genuinely can't sleep, for example, if they don't have a good pillow, right? This is how they've lived, right? So they'll be looking for that comfort, right? Some people, for example, need their chai. Right? You know, you get people from different walks of life with different bad habits and good habits. So you're going to have frictions. You're going to have, you know, people being lured here and there. It's the Zair's own journey whilst he's doing that physical journey towards Imam Hussein to do the spiritual journey towards Imam Hussein and moving from what he is right now to becoming something more like Imam Hussein.
Exactly. Salam. And because Imam al-Hussein, salawatullah, salamu alayhi, he is Safinat al-Najat. He's the ark of salvation. I truly believe in my heart of heart that he will provide for that Zaire who came to him with the intention of expressing his love and devotion to the Imam. He will provide that necessary growth, even if it takes that Zaire 10 more trips to Karbala.
Inshallah. We shouldn't fall in the trap and think that just by coming there, things happen by magic. There has to be a certain effort from our side
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely.
We should have the intention to change at least. And when we try, it's like that famous hadith, right? If you take one step towards Allah, he takes 10 steps towards you, right?
Beautiful.
It's the same concept. If we try at least, then we'll get the help. But if it's like, you know, you want water from the rain, but you keep your cup upside down, well, you're never going to catch any water, right? You need to first turn your cup, okay, the right way around, and then you'll start getting the water from the rain according to your own capacity.
It's so important.
So yeah, we need to put a bit of effort in that, a bit of attention, get a bit of ma'rifah. You know, the more ma'rifah you have, the walk will make more sense.
Yeah.
You'll be able to benefit much more from the walk, from the people around, from the different ziyarat and activities and the dhikr along the way and so on.
And that's what you said was also interesting. Brother Yasser, and also you, Sayyid, you were saying that we end up doing things that defeat the purpose of Arba'een. Just like Brother Yasser said, that people that go on the Hajj pilgrimage, which is one of the most sacred, and I think symbolically profound aspects of Islam, right? And in a lot of our narrations, every time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to compare the reward of something, like he wants to say that things reward is like so much. He compares it to Hajj.
To Hajj, exactly.
Because it's the one of the most significant pillars of our religion. And unfortunately, they've distorted it so much and they've turned it into some sort of luxury destination vacay spot, right? What do you think is the objective of Arba'een so that we can better understand the things that would defeat that? Like, I personally, off the top of my head, I think one of the most profound aspects of Arba'een is selflessness. You're selfless as a za'ir, where you're not like my chai, my bed, my food, my selfless, I mean, as a host.
Even when we talk about selflessness, you're still making it personal, which is selfish. So what you're trying to gain from Arba'een is something that will benefit you on a personal level.
No. I'm asking what is the purpose.
Purpose of Arba'een, beside having to, like, even when you talk about your spiritual needs, like, I want to be this, I want to be that, that's also a form of selfishness.
Okay.
The whole purpose of Arba'een is to actually understand the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and why did he did what he did?
That's beautiful.
And how can I and you carry that message? That's the whole idea. If we're walking and we actually don't understand that and we don't apply that in our lives and we don't take it to the next generation, then we've literally wasting our time. You know, yeah, they say Imam Hussein, he rose against oppression. Yeah, but what is oppression? Mm. Imam Hussein wanted to seek freedom for people. Yeah, but what is freedom? These concepts that the Imam Hussein rose against, people don't understand. You know, for example, when you live in a system that is like what we call Tawuti system or system oppressive system.
Tyrannical.
You know, I was listening to this late Shaykh, may Allah bless his soul. He said Yazid, compared to the tyrants of today, nothing. You know what I mean? We have system who are Tawuti, and sometimes I find myself in that system supporting it, helping it and nurturing it.
Mm.
Now, if I compare myself to Imam Hussein's time, where do I put myself? The people of Kufa, Suyufuna alayk wa qulubuna ma'aka, or swords against your hearts with you? Or no, So if we look at our lives, I will say to you, 99% of us, we'll find ourselves in Yazid camp and not in Imam Hussein's
crying
camp. And
for
do you know
Hussein?
Why? Mm. Because we never understood the message of Imam Hussein correctly.
Mm.
And this is the aim. You know, when Imam Hussein, how you began, why do people go to Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Why Imam Hussein and not other imams?
Because he's the center of the universe.
Yeah, but why is he the center of the universe?
Mm.
This is where, you know, when we talk about Sifatullah, Jalaliyah, and Jamaliyah, Imam Hussein comes in the middle. But we'll leave that for another day.
Yes, don't take it.
So the idea is here is that unless we understand why we're walking to Imam Hussein, what we take is going like, you know, it's like he going to an ocean to drink water, but you come back with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like you won't get much unless we understand the idea of Ahl Bayt constantly emphasizing Imam Hussein. Every occasion, do ziyarat to Imam Hussein. Every this Imam Hussein. And everything Imam Hussein is there. Because they hoping that one day it will click in your head. What is Imam Hussein's message? How can I learn from it? How can I actually see it? Not just have it theoretical that he rose up and he wanted to seek justice for mankind. Blah, blah, blah. And then what? There has to be. So I think this walk, if we do not actually harvest it in that way of knowing what Imam Hussein alayhi salam is all about, then it's not going to do us as good as we thought.
There's so much more to talk about regarding this topic, obviously. And that's all the time we have for today. So thank you so very much for being with us. Until another episode of Back to Reality, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.